It got its name because when you enter the valley, it was surrounded by physical boundaries.
Down in the valley is Margaret Peg Overdorf.
You had to go over a bridge to get in it. You had to go over a bridge to get out it. And the river was on one side and the thruway was on the other side.
Hang your head over the Michigan Avenue lift bridge and you can hear her wind blow.
When I took over, the budget was $37,000. The budget now is about $2.7 million. And there is a myriad of programs and services offered as a result of needs assessments that we had done with the help of University of Buffalo and others.
This year, Overdorf is celebrating 40 years as executive director of the Valley Community Association, from which has bloomed a renewal along the Ohio Street corridor to the Buffalo River. You may not recognize their names, but the VCA, Overdorf, and her close-knit army of volunteers are leaving their mark on our region, serving families and turning former polluted dumping grounds into waterfront destinations.
I think that when I built these two parks, this park and the park up the river called Mutual Riverfront Park, that really was a catalyst to get a lot of stuff moving. There was nothing here. My board came over to look at this park when I said I wanted to build a park to have our Buffalo River Fest. They looked at this land and said, "You're crazy." It was nothing but overgrown industrial waste.
It didn't take overnight, of course. Overdorf said the VCA started with small projects, like the Welcome to the Valley brick entrance sign and Red Jacket Riverfront Park, where they still do an annual regatta, and then some larger events, like Buffalo River Fest and their signature event, the Old Neighborhood St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Over all those years, I just kept on trying to get more money. And we did. We got 17 grants for $5.4 million. And Ralph Wilson gave us $350,000. And the Greenway Commission gave us $100,000 for this wharf out here. It's the only structure that's actually out over the Buffalo River. It's built on 16 piers. So we want to cover that so it's a multi-use thing.
She says she never, ever could have done any of it without tons of friends, volunteers, and other partnerships.
Our goal in Larkinville has always been to be to bring it back to what it was. We're not reinventing something.
A similar renaissance is happening on the Valley's Edge, led by Leslie Zemsky and family.
People have become very familiar with some of our office buildings and then our events and restaurants. Well, the next chapter is we need more residential. It's just like downtown. It needs to continue to build densities.
Zemsky has perhaps the best job title in Western New York. As director of fun and vice president of her family-run Larkin Development Group, she's helping infuse whimsy amongst the warehouses of what was Buffalo's first business district. Over the last decade and a half, the area has blossomed into a vibrant community hub powered by Zemsky altruistic energy.
You can find creativity in business. For us, it's particularly because we're a privately owned company, we've been able to really create kind of a quirky brand, but one that's well-run and well-done. And it's because we've allowed our creative voices to come into the process.
A project that'll be taking up the next 2 years of her time will be a 70-unit apartment building with storefronts on Seneca Street. Also being built is an office space wing along Hydraulic Street for companies wanting to build there. The idea being a 24/7 community.
I read things about, after 60, this is like your best decade because you're so comfortable with yourself. And I think it's true that I'm not trying to be anything that I'm not. I'm never going to be a corporate-y, wearing suits and things like that. So I'm very comfortable with myself, and I'm still learning a lot. So that's to me a key of any age is keep learning because it gets you inspired.
There's much more about these savvy over 60 women online. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.